This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up next week, the Umpqua National Forest with a public meeting on a proposed amendment for the Northwest Forest Plan. And a couple of folks from the Umpqua National Forest in today, Jacob Wynn and Ryan Siebold. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Jake, let's start with you. Get real close to the microphone there. And I guess, first of all, just to put it out there, not everybody has been around here for a long time. Talk about the Northwest Forest Plan, kind of as it was created back in 94.
Yeah, thanks. So, again, Jake Wynn. I'm the Deputy Forest Supervisor on the Umpqua National Forest. Been here in Roseburg for quite a few years, much of that time under the Northwest Forest Plan. The Northwest Forest Plan was created about 30 years ago, and it was under the Clinton administration, and it was in response to the battle between preserving old forest habitat and keeping a supply of timber flowing. And so for the last 30 years, we and all the forests in the Pacific Northwest have been operating under the plan. And I just wanted to say a little bit about the plan and what it is. You know, I think a good analogy is it's like a zoning document for a county. It says what you can do where on what lands. And I think that's a lot of, you know, the impact of it is it prescribes what we can do on what portions of the forest. And we're looking at revamping or at least modifying that with this amendment. And we'll talk more about that as we go forward.
Now, how long is this proposed amendment? How long did that take to kind of put together?
Actually, it went well for the pace of government process. It went relatively fast. It's really been going on for about a year in its current form. And so in the past year, and one thing I should say, it's not being done locally. It's being done for all the forests in the Pacific Northwest. And that includes forests down in Northern California and all the way up through Washington. And so I think it covers something like 19 million acres of national forest lands.
Wow. Now you've got a draft environmental impact statement that is open for public comment for another almost 2 months. Ryan, what can you tell us about what's in this draft environmental impact statement?
Yeah, thanks for having us. So we have four major topics that we're addressing in the draft EIS, and that's forest stewardship, fire resilience, tribal inclusion, and sustainability of rural economies. So with forest stewardship, that's my area of focus. I'm a silviculturist on the ID team for the Northwest Forest Plan. The focus is on providing timber objectives and also meeting our conservation goals for mature and old growth forest. The other topics that are all kind of interrelated with fire resilience, having our forest be more adapted to fires with fire-resilient trees on the landscape, and then supporting local economies through timber objectives, as well as including tribes for being involved with the planning process.
Wow, a lot of aspects to this, and pretty complex. I know a lot of people get a little lost trying to figure it all out. And like you said, that's probably a good illustration that it's a lot like a zoning document.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, it really is fundamental to what we do. It says where we need to protect old growth, where we can harvest timber. And, you know, certainly, I mean, it's really important in this community that we can provide a sustainable flow of timber. And that has not always been easy under the Northwest Forest Plan. As it was written and then as it evolved and the litigation it went through and all, we've had a really variable timber supply. And I think one of the focuses of this amendment is to make that a little bit more dependable and sustainable so that, you know, we can meet the demands of local mills and all.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned that you're a silviculturist. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Silviculturist.
So explain what that means if somebody doesn't know.
So a silviculturist is a forester that takes the forest management plan, like the Northwest Forest Plan, and the policies and regulations that we have and applies that to how we manage the forest.
And talk about your background, how you ended up doing that.
Yes, sir. So my background, I studied forestry at the University of Idaho, graduated there in 2005. I've worked in the Pacific Northwest since around 2005, starting with Washington Department of Natural Resources in Western Washington, and then moved down here and worked on the Willamette and the Umpqua National Forests.
And Jake, the meeting Tuesday night at the library, what will take place there?
Well, really, it's a meeting to introduce people to this process. So I think first we will go through the plan, talk a little bit about the history, why we're doing this, and then go through the plan and introduce people to what it is. And then we really want, we'll answer questions, of course, too. We'll have plenty of time for that. And we are also going to make sure people leave the meeting knowing how to engage in the plan. So if they want to put in formal comments, written comments, or in another form, they'll know how to do that and where they can go to do that. So I think it's a great place to come if you want to get more involved in understanding this plan and having your input.
Now, once the public comment period closes, what happens after that?
Then there's basically, we've published a draft environmental impact statement, and then there's the process of creating a final environmental impact statement. And that process is required and, of course, should incorporate the comments that have been received. So it's an assimilation of the comments and then adjustment of the plan in response to the comments. So it'll take a fairly lengthy process to get a new, you know, the final environmental impact statement out. But, you know, it is required to incorporate people's comments and thoughts as it can. It's always a trade-off. You can't do exactly what everyone wants. That doesn't work. This is an integration of the different opinions and views.
Now, if somebody can't make it to the meeting, where can they go online to get more information about this proposal?
We have that website. Let me pull that up and I can get that, read that to you.
Well, is it basically off the Umpqua National Forest site?
No, it's as I said, we're not doing this locally. This is being done by a centralized planning team, so it's a more general site.
I have that information now. Please go to www.fs.usda.gov/go-to/r6/NWFP.
All right, and again, that meeting will be 6 to 7 at the Roseburg Public Library. Anything else people ought to know?
We welcome people's interest in the national forests. We know the forests are really important to folks in the community for all sorts of reasons, from recreation to flow of timber. And we welcome people's comments and participation and look forward to seeing many of you at the library.
All right, Jake and Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.